Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Ashley Crisp, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. During the season of Lent, we are going to say and learn the Apostles' Creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. And on the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Today I will be reading from John chapter 9 in the NIRV. Hear the word of the Lord. As Jesus went along, he saw a man who was blind. He had been blind since he was born. Jesus' disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned? Was this man born blind because he sinned, or did his parents sin?" "It isn't because this man sinned," said Jesus. "It isn't because his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's power could be shown by what's going to happen. While it is still day, we must do the works of the one who sent me. Night is coming. Then no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." After he said this, he spit on the ground. He made some mud with a spit. Then he put the mud on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him. "Wash in the pool of Siloam." Siloam means sent. So the man went and washed, and he came home able to see. His neighbors and people who had seen him earlier begging asked questions. "Isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg?" they asked. Some claimed that he was. Others said, "No, he only looks like him." But the man who had been blind kept saying, "I am the man." "Then how are your eyes opened?" they asked. He replied, "The man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed. Then I could see." "Where is this man?" they asked him. "I don't know," he said. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I wonder what the man was thinking when he felt the mud go on his eyes. As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short. We have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.